Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. In episode 181, I'm going to touch on managing fasted training. So, fasted is just another word for basically training without eating or drinking anything in the morning. By fasted, I don't mean going in without literally having any liquids. I mean going in without having like a pre-workout meal, you could say. And the reason behind the episode is obviously your performance matters in the gym. If your goal is to build muscle, the gym's not just like a box ticking exercise, which is why things like sleep's important, which is why things like adequate recovery sessions important, your nutrition's important, hydration. So it's not something we just want to go through the motions with or tick the box. We want to train with intent, train with purpose, and try and always get some form of progression in our sessions, regardless if we're dieting or if we're in a gaining phase, if your goal's to build strength for muscle, that is. And if you're wanting to kind of optimize things, as in get the absolute most out of your training, it's maybe not something I'd recommend. It depends. Like, if your only options to train really, really late at night or fasted could be a bit more favorable in terms of preserving good sleep quality. So it can work. You just need to be quite diligent with your approach if you're doing it in order to make sure you're not sacrificing your ability to perform or recover. So a few considerations we want to make is making sure we've got enough energy through having appropriate nutrition and carbohydrate consumption, and in particular, carbohydrates being our main source of energy. We want to make sure we're in an anabolic position to build muscle, which we can do through having appropriate amounts of protein, which I'll dive into, and also appropriate amounts of hydration. So if I was training and training fasted, what I personally do is I'd wake up first thing in the morning. I'd aim to have 1.5 liters before the gym, which would contain water and also a carbohydrate powder. So a carbohydrate powder is just basically like a form of carbohydrates that you can consume, as it suggests, in a powdered form, put in water, and it just dissolves. And it's basically, you don't really taste it unless you get a flavoured one. But it's a good way to get carbohydrates in a liquid form that requires little to no digestion, depending on the carbohydrate you do consume. You can get things like dextrose, wax amaze, a better, maybe higher quality form, you could say, is highly branched cyclic dextrin. But you can try like other carbohydrate powders before resorting to the highly branched cyclic dextrin, which you might find you get on well with the other ones. Everyone's individual in terms of what they can digest and tolerate. So I'd start my day with 1.5 liters of water, carbohydrates. So before even stepping foot in the gym, I've got some form of carbohydrates available, because we know when glycogen or carbohydrates is low, or glucose is low, sorry, our ability to perform will drop if we don't have enough glycogen intramuscularly, and we don't have enough kind of if we don't have steady blood sugar levels, our ability to perform will be lower. And carbohydrates promote the release of insulin, which also puts us in a anabolic position up, or a position, an anti-catabolic position, you could say. So a position where we're going to get less muscle protein breakdown occurring, or basically less likely to get damaged muscles, which is obviously ideal. And also we want to consider things like having electrolytes. So that's also something I'd consider, because what plays a part in hydration isn't just having enough water present, it's enough water and enough electrolytes, which involves having enough sodium, potassium, magnesium, and there's a few other electrolytes as well. But basically, so when we are thinking about hydrating effectively, we don't just want to consume water, we want to couple that with electrolytes, which we can get through an hydration powder, which we can get through electrolyte tablets, which we can get through salt, and we can also get through food. So having some form of electrolyte powder is not a bad idea as well. And also, essential amino acids. So essential amino acids are basically what are built up of, well, proteins made up of amino acids. You get the essential amino acids and non-essential amino acids. So essential amino acids are ones that you can basically get through food, and as a result, it's important to make sure you're consuming them. Sorry, aren't ones you can produce, and you need to consume them through food, which is why they're classed as essential. Non-essential amino acids your body can kind of construct, you could say. So that's why essential amino acids are a bit more favorable than non-essential, or sorry, than BCAAs, branched chain amino acids. And they'll basically put you in a good position to spike muscle protein synthesis. In other words, an anabolic position to build muscle. So I'd start sipping the 1.5 liters of water, carbohydrate powder, electrolytes, and then essential amino acids basically as soon as I get up. And I try and finish that like when I'm getting to the gym, and try and finish that before, let's say, getting my first, depending on how much carbs I've got in there. But I try and get that much amount of water in before really getting into my main sets of the day. So that's what I'd personally do. And in terms of the carbohydrate dosage I'd have, I'd probably start 25 grams minimum. And if I was in a gaining phase, I'd definitely try and push it up higher. So try and increase that further to see if I can get any additional benefit from it, which you most likely will. And having some carbohydrates in your workout is a good idea when you're in a gaining phase, just because it gives you an opportunity to get a protein feeding in, pretty much. It makes it easier to get a bit more calories in throughout the day, just because obviously 25 grams of like a carbohydrate powder will equate to 100 calories. So if you can consume 50 grams of carbs during your session, then that saves you eating a bit more food throughout the day. So it's an easy time to kind of utilize a bit more, or get a bit more carbohydrates in a time where you utilize it effectively. So yeah, I'd have 25 grams minimum. I'd maybe try higher if I was in a surplus. And with the essential amino acids, you want 3 grams of leucine worth, and you can benefit from potentially having more, but at least 3 grams is needed to spike muscle protein synthesis and put you in a good position to build muscle. And so yeah, I'd basically have that. And once I've maybe finished that drink, I'd most likely try having probably during my session another liter with more carbohydrates. Obviously, it depends on length of the session, how much you're sweating, what climate you're in, etc. But what I'd also probably do is have more water and then more electrolytes and more carbohydrates. I wouldn't bother having the essential amino acids, one, because of the price, and two, because when we think about having protein feedings, we want to split up evenly in order to spike muscle protein synthesis, let it go back down to baseline and repeat that process. So I'd have more carbs and electrolytes with about a liter of water, a liter and a half, after having that drink throughout my session, and aim to finish that before isolation movements. Because if let's say you're using an intra workout powder and you finish it right after you finish your last movement, you've not benefited from those intra workout carbohydrates during that movement, if that makes sense. So you want to finish it a bit before your session in most circumstances. And in terms of post-workout, same applies for any other post-workout meal. You want to get carbohydrates in, a good serving of protein, and have some salt on that to replenish any lost electrolytes you've had throughout your session. But that will be less of a priority if you have consumed plenty of electrolytes during and you're well hydrated before. It's more just about topping it up than getting hydrated, you could say, in the post-workout window. And if you want to kind of hear more about what to do in that post-workout window in particular, then check out the episode I done on post-workout nutrition, and that basically cover pretty much every question you'll most likely have for it. So that's what I do in terms of pre and intra workout if I was training fasted. And if I'm training fasted, what I'd consider is like my pre-bed meal. So I'd try and eat relatively close to bed if I was training first thing in the morning or training fasted. Reason being is, if you eat a bit closer to that bedtime window, you'll have a bit more energy availability first thing in that morning. Especially when you're dieting, it's not a bad idea, because generally, like, if you eat close to bed, sometimes it for some individuals it can disrupt sleep. As I've mentioned on the podcast before, when I spoke about the, I think, how to break up your diet or where to center your calories episode, I can eat quite close to bed. Like, I'll have quite a big meal an hour before bed and then I sleep completely fine. However, I know other people will maybe get digestive issues, or maybe they struggle to sleep, but for me it's completely fine. So yeah, find what works for you, as I've touched on before as well. But I'd personally try eating relatively close to bed. When dieting, you'll find eating close to bed won't be as invasive on your sleep or on your digestion, just because you're on lower food, lower body fat, lower resting heart rate, so it's not going to really get your body temperature, heart rate up that high anyway. So that's what I'd look to do. And especially when dieting, because the room for error is going to be lower, meaning the likelihood of you going into sessions underfueled is going to be higher when you're in a deficit. Whereas when you're in a surplus and you're consuming a ton of calories, the likelihood of you being underfueled, even if, let's say, you are training fasted, is going to be lower because you might have consumed like if you're on 4,500 calories, like you're not just going to like burn through that food instantly, like overnight, and wake up extremely depleted, are you? So that's what I personally do. And in that pre-bed meal, I would look to have a high amount of carbohydrates. I would look to have some fats as well. And probably like a slow digestion carbohydrate, a low GI carbohydrate isn't a bad idea. So that could look something like having oats with almond butter or dark chocolate on it, and having, let's say, whey protein as well with it mixed in. And the oats is high in fiber. Fiber will slow down digestion, so that's why that could be a good option, or basically anything else you can enjoy that will digest relatively slow. And like I said, add the fats because it will slow down the digestion of the carbohydrates you're consuming. So that's what I'd do, and that's what I'd consider in terms of the pre-bed meal, having it relatively close, having it relatively large, obviously based on your calorie constraints as well. And if you do have the opportunity to eat prior, you could try it. It obviously depends how long upon wake you're training, but you could try just having like a whey protein shake with with some honey in it, or a banana, or having a quick bagel and jam, or something like a Squares bar. Something low in volume, something that's not going to take a lot of time to digest. Like, I wouldn't get, let's say, all your carbs before your session from, let's say, a big massive bowl of fruit if you're training immediately after. I'd opt for something pretty calorie dense, like a bagel with some honey on it, etc. Just so you can get something that's not going to cause any digestive distress, that's going to digest relatively fast throughout your session. So that's what I'd consider, having something like whey, honey or banana, or maybe just like some cereal. Cereal is pretty low in volume and for most people digest relatively well, but if you can eat prior, you could try it. And what I'd say is, again, experiment. Maybe play about with how much carbs you have pre-workout and during. Have a play about with the pre-bed meal and how much electrolytes you have, and then kind of like toggle them. And when you're toggling something or adjusting something, try and keep everything else stagnant, because if you change four things at once, it's hard to know what's actually worked. And that applies for if, let's say, you're injured and you train four things at once, you don't know what's helped you got better. Or if, let's say, you're having digestive issues and you take something out of your diet, or you take four things out, what you don't know what's caused it. So try adjusting one thing at a time, see if it's a positive, see if it's a negative, or see if you don't notice a difference. And then if you do notice a difference, obviously keep that in. If you notice that it maybe hinders things, then obviously don't do that. Or if it has like a net neutral or neg or you don't really experience much difference, but on paper it seems logical or it seems more effective, then there's not much problem sticking with that. But hope you enjoyed the episode regarding fasted training. So basically, have maybe a carb powder, 1.5 liters of water, obviously depending on the size of individual, electrolytes, essential amino acids first thing upon wake, or if you can have like a whey protein shake and some form of carbs from a food, you could consider that. And then intra-workout or during your session, in other words, I'd have more carbs and electrolytes, and I would then have my post-workout meal as always, which there's a podcast going over not long ago, probably like four episodes back now. And I'd also experiment with it. So maybe try experiment, see if I can eat a bit more prior, experiment with what works, feels best in terms of my energy and my ability to perform based upon a previous experience, and basically like manipulating it going into sessions. Hope you've enjoyed the episodes. Any story tags on Instagram would be massively appreciated. If you did enjoy it, leave a rating, review, like it on YouTube, and comment fasted training if you did, and help the algorithm out. Hope everyone has a great rest of their day, and thank you very much for watching.